Researchers in Atlanta said today that millions of Americans could benefit from a device that can restart a heart that has stopped pumping effectively. The device is called an implanted defibrillator. Vice President Dick Cheney had one put in his chest last summer. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, there's hope that these defibrillators could dramatically reduce deaths among people whose hearts have been damaged by a heart attack.
Joseph Lepley is 80 years old. He lives in Arkport, New York. He says he was asleep when he got the shock of his life.
I was in bed at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up, sitting up in bed, and I turned around to Glenna, and I said, that thing just kicked. And I had a nice shock out of my chest, wide awake. It woke me up. It was a fantastic experience.
A defibrillator in his chest had just shocked his heart back to a normal rhythm. Joseph and his wife Glenna went off to the hospital. The defibrillator's computer memory told the story. Joseph, who had survived 6 prior heart attacks, had just dodged a 7th. Glenna says the doctor told them her husband was a lucky man.
If he hadn't had the defibrillator and it hadn't gone off, we would be at the undertaker's instead of at the hospital.
Lepley is one of more than 1,200 heart attack survivors in an international study of implantable defibrillators. He and nearly 750 others got the devices. The rest got standard drug therapy. After almost 2 years, the death rate is nearly a third lower among those who got the implants. Dr. Arthur Moss of the University of Rochester presented the results today at a meeting of the American College of Cardiology.
This represents a step forward in terms of preventive therapy for patients who have already had heart damage from a prior heart attack.
Moss says there may be 3 million Americans who fall into that category, and the number grows every day.
About 200 to 300,000 more patients enter this pool each year as a result of surviving heart attacks and living longer, so that the pool of patients is quite a large number.
All these people are at risk for sudden death. Nearly 250,000 people die each year from cardiac arrest before they can reach a hospital. The study suggests defibrillator implants could save many of these lives. But the devices are expensive. They're no bigger than a pack of cards, but they cost about $30,000 installed. So it would cost many billions to provide these life-saving devices to even a fraction of those who could benefit. Moss thinks the enormous market will force down the price.
I mean, you just take anything. You take the digital camera. It used to be that 2 years ago, digital cameras cost $2,000. They've come down to $300, good quality digital cameras, if you take computers. So I think the minute you have a market, that the market forces and the healthcare forces will control the prices.
Dr. Lawrence Epstein thinks market forces won't be enough. He's at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Epstein says current defibrillators are needlessly elaborate. Doctors can program them to monitor and regulate lots of different heart problems. Epstein says a much less fancy device, he calls it a bang box, would do.
What we've been doing in the medical community is pushing back at the companies that make these and say, look, for these patients who have not had an event and all you want is something simple that's going to save their lives, we would love to see you come out with a kind of stripped-down model that allows it to function and save somebody's life at a much lower cost. I mean, we've all talked about that they should be able to produce one of these very simple devices for maybe $4,000 or $5,000, which would make it much more cost-effective.
That's not much more than current pacemakers. Epstein says most people who got this stripped-down defibrillator would probably never get a shock. But if they did, that would put them in a high-risk category. Then they'd be candidates for the deluxe model. Richard Knox, NPR News.